Hearing loss in a partner can affect one sex more than the other. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jessica West, PhD student in sociology at Duke University, discusses the health implications.
Marriage is generally considered to be one of the most important relationships for health. Previous research finds that married people have fewer mental and physical health problems and better overall health compared to unmarried people. However, spouses can also promote poor health because the stress experienced by one partner can spill over to impact the other. I explored the idea of stress spillover, or proliferation, between spouses in the context of hearing loss. While lots of research has looked at the impact of hearing loss on individuals, less has explored how hearing loss impacts close others. To do this, I examined 10 waves, or 18 years of data, on more than 5,000 couples from around the U.S. to see how one spouse's hearing loss impacts the other spouse's depression. I found that having a husband with hearing loss does not increase his wife's depression, but that having a wife with hearing loss does increase her husband's depression. This could be because women in heterosexual marriages have traditionally been expected to monitor their husband's health, but not vice versa. Since men are less used to serving as caregivers, they might find their wives' hearing loss distressing. Also, wives usually find social support outside of the marriage, while husbands traditionally rely on their wives for companionship. This would provide wives, but not husbands, with external resources to cope with their spouse's hearing loss. These findings suggest that the stress associated with hearing loss does, in fact, spill over from one spouse to another, depending on gender. Healthcare providers treating women with hearing loss should be aware that the hearing loss might have mental health implications not only for the woman, but also for her husband.
That was Jessica West of Duke University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.